episode number 173. Happy New Year.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
With the most trite topic.
Well, what's that?
Of the podcast. Like, who would have guessed?
What?
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Well, it's New Year.
It's going to be the new year. It's close enough. Oh, yeah. I'm Jason, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm in a sarcastic mood today.
How was your holiday?
It was decent.
Did you get a lot of cool stuff?
Well, I kind of pre-bought everything.
Oh.
I just bought some stuff that
I got the new Guitar Hero World Tour.
You did? Did you?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I know.
I hear they're coming out with a Metallica version.
Yeah. I read about that.
I'm kind of...
It's got some cool songs in there, too. Yeah, I didn't get the whole thing with the drums and the microphone. I just got the guitar and the game.
Cool, man. I bought a snowmobile a little while ago, so that's pretty much taken up my time on the weekends. Got to have my speed, man.
Yeah, went from 10 degrees below zero here to 62 degrees yesterday, and our foot of snow is now a flood.
Yeah, so my snowmobile sat there.
Got to complain about the weather.
See, yeah. You know, I can't win.
Only in Michigan.
I just can't win.
I tell you. Jeez.
You know, if I had a new Camaro, I'd be driving that around today.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, it's going to be nice. And that's kind of the main focus of our, this is going to be our yearly wrap-up, right?
Yeah, the year in review.
Yeah.
This is our last show of 2008.
How many times have we been here before?
Whew.
Too many.
Yeah, 173 times. That doesn't include some of the half episodes we've done.
Or the, hey, I'm in Las Vegas and I think I'm drunk calling in, but it's all right. It's all in good fun.
Before we start,
okay,
we got to do one thing.
Oh, what's that?
A correction from last week.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'll let you cover that one because you did the math wrong.
Yeah.
For a change.
And I don't know why.
I don't either.
Last week, we said it was going to be the 10-year anniversary of the message board. In reality, it's actually the 11-year anniversary of the message board.
Well, you know, when there's so
I'm looking many of at them. Two. I'm looking at 1997. I'm thinking it's 2007 and it's 2008, almost 2009.
Hard to believe, man.
Where the hell does the time go?
It slips.
So, anyways, it's 11 years.
Nice job. If hey, you know what? If you're not doing the math wrong, I'm mistyping something. God, everybody knows I'm terrible at that. Great speller, terrible typer, typist, types. You don't even know how to say
and
it.
And my
right?
dad's a math professor. Yeah.
Well,
we'll figure.
Yeah, it happens, man. Yeah. I knew this one chick. Her dad was a priest. Anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
Hey, just real quick before we get into the thick of things, I want to give a shout out to the Big B Coffee on Hayes Road in Sterling Heights.
Big B, formerly Beaners.
Yeah, right. I think Carlos Mencia kind of...
ruined that one for them.
Thanks for your jokes, buddy, but you wrecked the name of the coffee joint.
Yeah.
In the Michigan area, and I don't know where else, but in the Detroit and Lansing area.
I think they started in Lansing.
They did.
Yeah, excellent coffee.
Yeah, Big B, BIGBY. I just picked up
what'd
a couple.
What did you give me here, the house blend?
I gave you the house blend, as usual.
It's wonderful. I'm loving it.
I was picking it up, and they said, so what are y'all doing this fine evening? You know, just trying to make polite conversation, because they're really nice people there. And I said, well, I'm getting ready to record a podcast. And, really? And I go, well, it doesn't sound that. I mean, it sounds more magnanimous than it is. But,
yeah.
I said, well, you know, just tune in tomorrow, and maybe, you know. So there it is. Thank you for the great coffee, everybody.
Mm-mm.
And now, having said that, let's get into the rundown. We're going to talk about some site changes that I promised. We're going to talk about the year in review. We're going to talk about some cool suspension stuff coming out from Petters.
We've got some emails and a voicemail.
Got some emails and a voicemail and whatever else we feel like throwing in. This is probably going to be another long one, kids.
Oh,
so, you know, buckle up and let's get cracking into it here.
Well, let's talk about the Christmas presents we gave out to our members on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, the Christmas presents didn't go over too well. First of all, you probably noticed the new site logo. We commissioned a designer to design that new logo for us.
I think it looks spectacular.
Well, the thing is that I tried to mention, and I guess people overlooked it in the post in the site news and updates forum, that it's just getting started. We, you know, still have tweaking to do on a lot of things,
including
the logo.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't get all uptight and saying that it looks like a 7 because it doesn't. You got to be blind. Camaro 728. That almost sounds pretty good.
Well, don't you remember someone complained about the last logo saying that 8 looked like it was upside down
that
or something?
That wasn't the last one. That was the one before it.
Okay, two logos ago.
Yeah, I think. Maybe three.
I don't know. I thought it was cool.
It was cool, man. It's a design, for God's sakes. It's not meant to be literal. If you want, you know, I should use Times New Roman or something so it doesn't confuse anybody.
Courier New.
Right. Comic Sans.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, the new logo, and it's not done yet. We also...
Some new user groups in there.
Well, the group level permissions. We kind of wanted to try something new, and it was, I think, well appreciated, but I think not by all.
But like you said, it's still being tweaked.
Again.
It's in beta.
It's right there. We're just making some changes, and the feedback that we got
absolutely
is good, and we're gonna use that.
Of course.
Right, well, I think a couple of comments didn't need to be thrown in there. They were largely useless.
I try and take all comments as constructive.
Not me, because somebody's on their menstrual cycle right now.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, geez, Merry Christmas to you too, a-hole. God dang, try to do something cool and... Oh, wait. Sorry.
Yeah, there's your rant.
That was it. I'll leave it at that.
Well, anyways, besides that too,
thanks.
You also released the toolbar.
Yeah,
That kind of got buried and no one really talked about it.
I never liked toolbars.
I still don't like toolbars.
But I started using this one as I worked with it, as I started creating it, because I thought it'd be a good thing to have for people who did like them.
Yeah.
And the more I used it to test it, the more I actually liked it. So there we have our, we got a Camaro Z28.com toolbar, and it's not just your usual pop-up blocker and Google search and all that. Usual stuff that you can get anywhere.
Right.
This has, if you like the podcast, which you probably do because you're listening right now, it's got a one-click play, plays the latest podcast.
Bam, it's right there.
It's right there. All you do is hit the play button. You don't got to download it. You don't got to, hook up your iPod, although we, also recommend that you vote for us on iTunes.
Of
right?
course.
Leave a review, maybe.
My favorite part about the toolbar is the RSS feeds that it grabs for the new posts on the message board.
Right.
That's my favorite part.
It's quick and handy. And as our site grows in the future, and we're going to get into that in a little bit, the toolbar is actually going to be more and more useful as a tool. It's going to be your tool. It's going to be very, very useful. It's going to be a very great tool for the site to help people get the news updates a lot quicker, a lot easier. And it's just, another way of doing things. So we definitely want you to download, at least give it a try.
Right.
All
right?
So, why not? Go to CamaroZ28.com/toolbar, download it. There's no adware, there's no spyware, there's no viruses, nothing funky, because we hate that crap ourselves.
Yeah.
What did I say? CamaroZ28.com toolbar? Yep. /toolbar?
Yep.
Get it.
You can't be any easier than
you
that.
You want it. Yeah. You do. Sorry, guys. Matt, guys, I don't think we got one for you.
Damn it.
That's what Jake Robb gets for being an SOB. I like it. It's actually proving to be useful, and you can customize the crap out of it, too.
Yeah.
And it's got the new site logo. All right, enough of that.
Okay.
I can't stop talking about it because I actually like it, and I'm surprised. I really am. So, I'm done. I'm done with that. What's next?
The year in review.
You want to do the year in review now?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Let's kick it off, man.
Let's see. We did a whole bunch of stuff this year. I mean, we've got another year under our belt with the podcast. Thank you.
And we thank everybody who have called in, emailed in.
We had some great guests on the podcast this
year. We did. We did. Didn't we have Micah Jones in? No, that was last year, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was this year, wasn't it?
God, I don't know. I lose track of time.
John and Cheryl came in.
Mm-hmm.
The day before.
October 12th.
Yeah, you could order the Camaro.
Very cool. It was nice to have them, and we'd like to have them in again sometime.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if not them, we're going to get somebody else.
Yeah.
In fact, we already have some plans.
There was so much Camaro news that came out this year, including the pricing,
mm-hmm. The
ordering, the colors.
Yep,
options.
It just started coming out.
I mean, it all started coming together when we went to the Indy event. When was that? September?
Yeah, and that was great. We got to meet a lot of cool members. We had our summit.
Oh yeah,
that room was packed and hot and sweaty too.
By far the best summit we've ever done.
Yeah, very well. It's only the second, so
yeah, but still, it's the best one we've ever done.
It was good, and we'll do it again if we can.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm still trying to work on getting something for Kobo here in Detroit for the Detroit Auto Show.
Oh yeah, that's
so
coming up.
That might come last minute, guys. So pay attention. Definitely pay attention.
Yeah. What else has gone on this year? We went to SEMA. Las Vegas.
That was just
we got
sweet.
To see some killer cars there that Chevy put out with the Camaro, the black Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. The Dale Earnhardt edition. What else? There's been a lot of stuff that went on this year. It's just been overwhelming.
CamaroZ28.com diecast cars were released.
Ooh, how many? There was two this year, right? The two
well,
and three?
Well, one was like late 2007, early 2008.
Okay.
And then, of course, Series 3 just came out recently. And Series 4 is starting to get inked in.
Mmm, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm letting my imagination go.
Oh, boy.
Ought to be cool. Ought to be cool. If you like Series 3, which everybody seems to just love that. I still have some left.
Yeah.
Yeah, get them at cz28store.com.
I didn't go through the threads this year like I normally do to figure out what was the most viewed thread, the most replied to thread. I know for the last couple of years it was some Texas one that I no one didn't even know about. Something about College Station something.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. This year may be something that has to do with butts.
Yeah.
In the lounge
wasn't
or
like
something.
Shaving beards or something. So I can't remember.
Didn't I post? Are you talking? You're making fun of the thread I started?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, we had a lot of good threads in the fifth gen section too. A lot of good discussion. It was easier to discuss things about the fifth gen now that we had that information to actually talk about.
Yeah.
Before it was, well, what if, what about this? Could this happen? Now it's, now that we know this, at least we have something to start with. We're 3 months away.
Yeah, it's very...
Two and a half, if you think about it.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
It's almost January,
one
dude.
And a half.
Dude, it's almost January.
See, now my math sucks. Worse. It's always sucked. My dad's no math professor.
Yeah, we're a little less than 2 months away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm back. Okay.
Can you imagine?
All right. I got to run around. Dude, take a cold shower or something.
Anyways, I think 2009 is going to be a spectacular year. The car is going to be out. We're going to be sitting here next year talking about our two Camaros that are sitting in the garage. We're all pissed off because it's so cold and snowy out. We can't drive them.
Well, yes, but I will have my snowmobile. So if I can't drive one, I can ride the other.
I'd still be rather driving a Camaro.
Well, I would too. I mean, make no mistake about it. But yeah. But anyway, sorry.
We've got lots of stuff that's going on in 2009.
I got to tell you, something that jumped out at me that's really impressing me is, well, one of our sponsors actually is Petter Suspension.
Okay.
And their roots are started in Australia. And I don't know the whole story. Maybe somebody could call in and tell us. But we're going to get that information anyway sooner or later because we're starting to become very good friends with Pete Basica, who's the owner or CEO president of Petter's USA.
Okay.
He made a post that really knocked my socks off. As you know, I'm making plans for a really cool 2010 Camaro of my own.
That's going to be at SEMA next year.
It will indeed be at SEMA. And I've been starting to scout out parts, which is why I was at SEMA. Petter's has a really incredible suspension system coming out, specifically designed for the 2010 Camaro. In fact, they're already taking pre-orders on it now because they know it's such a solid deal that's going to happen.
Okay.
I guess I don't know where to start because it's such an advancement. It's a coilover kit for the 2010 Camaro. You guys got to see this thing if you haven't. They posted it in the suspension section for the 2010 Camaro and also the supporting vendors specials and sales section. This thing is really, really cool.
So is it not designed yet?
Well, no, it's designed and it's ready. There's a picture of it. It's ready to go. They just don't have a car. Nobody has a car to put it on.
Oh, okay.
So they're like lopping off like $1,000 off the set to get to get it rolling. It's fully adjustable. You can, you know, change the ride stiffness as well as the height stiffness. So you can actually, the height. You can raise and lower your car pretty easily and it doesn't change the ride feel.
In case you're rolling on dubs?
Well, they are rolling on dubs from the factory, if you think about it. But anyway, I just think it's cool, man. I'm excited. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get them.
Wow.
That's all there is to it. That's my solution. Because you know I like to lower my car.
Yeah.
But you always have inherent problems with this. Well, this you could raise it and adjust any way you want to.
Beautiful.
And fix the ride so it doesn't feel like you're going to rattle your teeth loose.
That's going to be very cool.
Yeah, Chris, would you mind posting a link in the show notes?
Absolutely, it'll be posted in the show notes.
Of course you will. Well, you know what we ought to do now that I've gotten...
What's
that? I'm so excited, man. I just want to talk about this more and more and more. We probably ought to do these couple of emails we got, right?
Yeah,
We don't have any voicemails?
We have one voicemail.
We do have one voicemail.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
No, we only have one voicemail for the week, but we do have two emails.
All right, so you want to do one?
We'll do the voicemail first, okay?
You want to do that? Okay, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. You know, and I know we rule.
Yeah. But we like hearing somebody say it anyway.
Yeah.
No matter what language.
It's pumping us up a little bit.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
I don't even know. Anybody speak Spanish or garble? I don't even know.
It like just came in just before we started recording the show, too. So I thought, oh, here's something great. You know, we're going to be able to. Ugh.
Spanish, garble, or sparkle?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you know what that is, we just gave you the number.
Spanish, whatever.
I'll drop a little hint.
Okay.
Next year, we're going to just start giving out prizes for when people call in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, give us something to talk about.
We've got a box the size of this room for everybody who calls in.
Yeah, we're just compiling cool stuff. So
stay tuned.
So it's pretty much, you know, call in, leave us a good message that we can actually use, get something free, end a story. We'll make it easy, and we'll make it fun. That's our gig. So do you want to read yours first, or do you want me to read mine first? You want me to read mine first?
Yeah.
Okay. My email comes in from Kevin, better known as Fenwick Hockey 65. And the message is, hey guys, there's been a rumor going around that the ambient lighting on the Camaro has been delayed or canceled. Have you heard anything about this? Let's stop right there and answer that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Neither have I.
Nope. What I have heard is a lot of rumors kind of like this that just never wind up being true. Like the Camaro is canceled.
Right.
So is it true? I don't know. I don't think so because that's a pretty...
That's a big feature.
I guess I can't see why it'd be canceled because it's already pretty much done.
Right.
You know? I mean, they made a big deal out of that. It could be because, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. We haven't heard it. You can bet that if we have heard confirmation of this, we'll be talking about it.
Yeah.
And he continues on. And by the way, the other day, I saw an 08 Pontiac Solstice GXP with those stupid antlers and a red nose where the Pontiac badge should have been. Thanks and keep up the good work, Kevin.
Do you even want to talk about them?
Nope. Okay. All I can say is there's a reason why Japan is winning.
Okay, I'll go on to my email.
All right, go ahead. This ought to be good.
This one comes from Nelson.
Nelson?
Nelson.
Hi, Booster.
Jason and Chris, hope you both had a great Christmas with the families, but it's time to get back to Camaro business. We did. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Can you guys shed any light on the second letter that's being received by some users from Ed Pieper? I got the first one, but really want to know if we are all going to get one of these personalized packages with the sketch. Keep up the good work, Nelson, MVMY68SS.
Oh, yeah. I know him. I see him on the board all the time. And no, I don't know anything about what he's talking about. Do you?
What are you talking about?
You got the second letter.
I didn't get it yet, but it's coming.
How do you know?
Well, somebody posted about it in the fifth gen section.
Yeah. Have you seen it? Have you seen the sketch?
Yeah.
I haven't.
It's from Sung Yup Lee. Here, let me bring it up here for you.
Well, I've been away for the weekend. I just came back into town. So, we're getting
you up on the speed here. Apparently, what's happening is everybody is getting a personalized letter. It's got a website with a code. You go to the website, you put in your code, and you get a specialized sketch from Sung Yup Lee.
Our buddy, who we ran into at SEMA.
And he's probably going to be in the studio here very soon, new year.
Being in the Motor City has its benefits. Well, this is cool. You can just show me that off the air here, because I'm way behind.
There's some information here I want to read,
sure.
So let me find here. These people are posting that they have received their second letter, and here's one of the sketches.
Oh, I've seen that before. Yeah. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It says this is from our person who emailed.
Nice.
He said he called the 800 number and found out that everyone that has ordered will be getting out one of these welcome kits. For those who have not gotten one with the first letter yet and gotten the workbench sheet, I suggest calling your dealer to make sure you're in the system. And then somebody else responded, I couldn't resist calling, but I did. I was told they are mailing the welcome packets in groups and expect everyone to have theirs by January 5th, 2009. If you haven't received yours by then, call the 800 number and they will reissue you a packet.
Nice.
The website and the letter is, let me find it here, my2010chevycamaro.com.
Well, let's load it up. I don't even know what that means, but it sounded cool.
No, it usually plays like the techno music.
Well, it doesn't have much. It's just a place to enter a code.
Yeah, apparently the code starts with a B.
Well, somebody needs to be cool and send me the code. I want to see what it looks like.
They posted the...
Hey, somebody sent me a text message. Hey, our power's back. Thank God. I was, going ladies and gentlemen, weather, I was up north on my snowmobile visiting some friends, and get home. There's no power. My cell phone isn't working, so that's why I've been out of the loop, as mentioned earlier.
We've been having 70-mile-per-hour winds here today.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, Michigan. But back to the like Nelson said, back to Camaro business here.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff, and that's good. That's good for a GM to say, hey, you know, we're still thinking of you. Don't sweat it. Don't worry.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Speaking of which, I got one of the 2010 exterior colors pamphlet from Chevrolet here. Love it.
Yeah. No, I looked at that just before we started recording this
the
episode.
The interior blue metallic. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Hey, can I see that just a second?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this, buddy?
eBay.
eBay? You probably get it from your dealer, though, if you probably asked nicely. Right? Hey, my wife is still telling me that you know.
That the power's back on?
Power is back on. Let me mute this, because I get it, honey. I get it. Thank you. Back to Camaro business. Imperial blue metallic. Aqua blue metallic is pretty nice. I think that's going to look good. And, of course, cyber gray metallic.
Oh, dude, the cyber gray looks just killer.
Me, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. There's no way.
Did you just say Mudbone's name?
Mudbone. There's no way to photograph these colors and have them come out right.
I don't think so.
And that's why you're actually getting a piece that's been laminated with actual paint.
Right.
Because you just cannot replicate this. So I guess I'm saying, and it's not, I'm trying to be gentle about this, but all the pictures of the colors you see and everybody going, ooh, it looks like crap or whatever, give it a break, all right? Wait till you see the real color on a real car.
Right.
Because you can't do it any other way.
Silver Mist and Summit White on there just look spectacular amongst the other colors.
Silver Mist?
Yeah. Is that what that is right up top there?
Silver Ice.
Oh, Silver Ice.
Well, right now, it was ice. Now we have mist here in Michigan, so I can understand the correlation. Foggy as hell, man.
Yeah.
Cyber Gray. Inferno Orange Metallic looks sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry, I'll give it back to you now.
That's okay.
It was kind of...
Rally yellow?
Yeah. I can't wait to start seeing the real cars in real person. And it's going to be 2 months or less. We're going to... I got a feeling
apparently they're running around on the roads right now in Florida.
I was going to say, we're going to start seeing them soon here in the Motor City. Chris, yeah. You and I each got new video cameras.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep them on hand.
HD, baby.
Well, you know, HD for the web is tough, but we'll do what we can.
Hey, it works on YouTube, man.
Yeah, but we also got to mention that it's going to be also on our video section.
Oh, absolutely.
At CamaroZ28.com/videos.
Or videos.CamaroZ28.com.
Whatever suits your fancy. Whatever makes your, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever makes your whatever. Well, I just can't express my excitement for the next year.
Me too. 2009. God, we've been waiting for this year for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
I feel like an old man sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But I'm too young to be old, and I think I'll say that until the day I die.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just a state of mind, my
any
friend.
Any last-minute thoughts or words about not only the past year, but the coming years?
To sum it up in one word, just exciting. Past and present.
Yeah. I think we probably ought to give a special thanks to a few key people.
Of course.
Scott, John, Cheryl, Ed, Micah, Sang Yup, or Sang?
Yep.
Was it Sang or Sang Yup?
Sang Yup Lee.
Okay, good enough.
Yep.
Him.
Tom Peters.
Ed Pieper.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, all the rest of the Camaro disciples. We really got to thank all our members.
Of course.
There's been a lot of great posts made by them, a lot of great threads.
Without you guys, there'd be no us.
Yeah, we'd be just talking to each other here with expensive,
and that's no fun.
With expensive microphones and headphones.
I know.
What's the point to that? So we appreciate everything. Next year is just going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 1993 all over again. And if you weren't around for that, God, did you ever miss out?
But I
know. You won't this time.
I look forward to seeing all of our old friends again this year. We met up with at all the shows going around. Chris Lavoti.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Dave Hamburger.
Oh,
got to
man.
See him again this
you know
year.
What? Dave and SLP, the gang at SLP, they got some good plans going on. You know, just because the things are going on with GM right now doesn't mean that the Camaro is really affected. Yeah. They're still just charging right ahead. And that second letter from Ed Pieper tells you right there. I mean, that didn't go out 6 weeks ago. Yeah. That went out recently.
Yeah. Tim DeYoung, fifthgen.org.
From fifthgen.org, our cousin, our brother from another mother site.
Yeah.
And
it's good to see all these people.
You know, it's good to make the friends
yeah.
That we have, and we're very thankful for that, and thankful for you for listening. And I think we're going to sign off for the year.
That's right. Happy New Year.
Be safe. And on behalf of General Motors and, of course, Scott Sennelmeyer, please do not drink and drive and buckle your safety belts. And we'll see you next year.
Next year.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
You are the best thing on the radio!
Peace out.